Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Dopamine Fast. I'm your host, Logan Cruz, and let me tell you, today we're diving into something super important, mindful communication. Ever feel like conversations are just going through the motions? Like you're saying words but not really connecting? Yeah, I've been there, trust me. We live in a world of constant noise, notifications, and distractions, making it harder than ever to truly listen and be present in our interactions. But here's the thing. Mindful communication is like magic for building deeper, more meaningful connections. It's about being fully engaged, understanding not just words, but also emotions and intentions, and creating a space where everyone feels heard and valued. So, let's break it down into five key takeaways that can seriously level up your communication game. First off, ditch the autopilot mode. We often fall into patterns of thinking about what we're going to say next instead of truly listening to the other person. It's like being in a movie with your eyes glued to your phone. You miss all the good stuff. Practice active listening by focusing on their words, body language, and tone. Imagine yourself genuinely curious about what they have to say. Number two, be present, be real. Our brains are wired for multitasking, but that doesn't mean it's always helpful in conversations. Put down your phone, turn off those distractions, and give the person your undivided attention. It shows respect and allows you to connect on a deeper level. Remember, true connection comes from being authentic and vulnerable. Don't be afraid to share your thoughts and feelings openly, while also creating space for the other person to do the same. Next up, watch those words. We all know language has power, right? Choose words that are kind, compassionate, and constructive. Avoid judgmental or accusatory language, which can shut down communication. Instead, focus on expressing your own feelings and needs clearly and respectfully. Think of it like this. You wouldn't throw rocks at a friend to solve a problem, so why use hurtful words? Number four, embrace the power of silence. Yeah, I know, silence can feel awkward, but it's actually a powerful tool for mindful communication. Use pauses to reflect on what's being said, to gather your thoughts, and to create space for the other person to process their own feelings. Remember, silence doesn't have to be empty. It can be a fertile ground for deeper understanding. Finally, remember that communication is a two-way street. Active listening isn't just about hearing words, it's also about responding thoughtfully and empathetically. Show the other person you understand by paraphrasing what they said, asking clarifying questions, and validating their feelings. It's like building a bridge. You need both sides to come together. All right, let me paint you a picture. You're having dinner with your partner, and things are a bit tense. They mention feeling overwhelmed at work, and instead of jumping in with solutions, which they probably don't want, you put down your phone, make eye contact, and say something like, "Hey, I hear that you're feeling really stressed about work." That sounds tough. You then listen attentively to their concerns without interrupting or offering advice until they've finished sharing. This simple act of mindful communication shows them that you care, understand, and are there to support them no matter what. So, remember these key takeaways. Ditch autopilot mode, be present and real, choose your words wisely, embrace the power of silence, and always listen actively. These little shifts can make a world of difference in how we connect with others. You're capable of creating deeper, more meaningful relationships just by being more mindful in your communication. And that's the Dopamine Fast for today. Want to share your own tips for mindful communication? Head over to our social media pages and let us know. We love hearing from you. Until next time, keep those connections strong and those conversations real.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.